there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Monday, the 30th of October, 2017. We currently have Bitcoin at $6,070. That's up 2.4% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is $305. That's down 1%. Ripple's at 20 cents. That hasn't changed in the last 24 hours. Litecoin at $56. That's down 1%. And Dash at $283, which is up 1%. A big thanks to everyone who's been following us, retweeted, and emailed in. Really appreciate the support, guys. It's a great job, so keep the good work up. Anyway, let's get on with the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash.
Crypto news stories from around the world.
Just over a week after pushing past the $6,000 mark for the first time, the world's first cryptocurrency rose to a high of $6,306.58 on CoinDesk Bitcoin price index yesterday at 8:30 UTC. The previous all-time high of 6,183 was set on October 21st and held for just 8 days. In setting the new high, the price of Bitcoin is now up more than 500% on the year, having climbed more than just below $1,000 on January 1st to the new high. However, at press time, it remains unclear just how much appetite it has to extend Bitcoin price above the current mark. Hours after the milestone, prices are down somewhat, trading at an average of 6,166 across all of the global exchanges. Still, analysts have remarked that the increase comes at a time when Bitcoin has never been more visible in the public eye, with business leaders and investment alumni now discussing Bitcoin on almost a daily basis. Among those who have recently weighed in on the value include billionaire investor Warren Buffett, Saudi Prince Al-Waleed, and PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel. Data from Google Trends indicates search for Bitcoin and Bitcoin price are also nearing an all-time high, suggesting that exposure is perhaps translating into new awareness and investment into the protocol, now valued at more than $100 billion, according to data from CoinMarketCap. Boom, what a great story. Let's go on to the next one. The second story today is a detailed story, but also very brief. So we're going to go through the story now, but it's talking about how cryptocurrencies are changing the way we understand finance itself. So let's get into it. With a current market cap of over $143 billion, cryptocurrencies are changing the way we understand finance and economics. For perspective, Facebook has a value of $496 billion, or 3.46 times the entire market capitalization of all cryptocurrencies worldwide. Wow. 2017 saw the price of one Bitcoin exceed the value of 1 ounce of gold, with cryptocurrencies surpassing the market capitalization of money of many large companies. Some analysts predict that the bubble is ripe enough to burst. Well, we know that's false, but I mean, they have to have a bit of a negative spin on some of these articles to sell the stories, right? But so let's get into this. So Facebook, as it said, has a market capitalization of $496 billion. All cryptocurrencies currently have a market capitalization of $153 billion. PayPal has a market cap of $79.9 billion. Bitcoin, $70 billion, which is actually up today, so this is a little bit outdated, this chart. Ethereum is $30 billion, and Zillow, $8 billion. Ripple, $8 billion. Bitcoin Cash, $7.3 billion, and Brighthouse Financial at $7.2 billion. Also, I've got Groupon down at $2.8 billion. So that's kind of what's happening here, and that's a really good story. And this was actually written in the Economic Times, which is a great publication, and it reaches many, many new users. So that's part of the adoption phase, and I think that's one of the reasons we're seeing the price increase the way it is at the minute. More and more people are looking into it, man. Get them to buy it, and let's hit this $10,000 mark. Another great story today is Chinese Bitcoin traders could benefit from OKX Huobi Pro P2P trade launch. Chinese Bitcoin traders could return to their favorite exchanges if rumors regarding OKX and Huobi Pro come true. According to local news feed CN Ledger, the two umbrella exchanges are soon to launch P2P Bitcoin trading with support for fiat currencies, including the yuan. We believe they'll support CNY and some others, the resource said or tweeted on Monday. the timeliness of the information is very important, coming just before the last Chinese-only exchanges shut their doors due to a government ban on crypto to fiat trading. So a bit of background here. So when the Chinese government got involved, two of the larger exchanges, which are the two mentioned, which are OKX and Huobi Pro, they were given to the end of October, so till tomorrow, to finish trading, to cease trading. So what this story is really about, to give you kind of a bit of backbone here, is about what's going on with these exchanges and the rumors behind them. So while both OKX and Huobi Pro are international non-China-based operations not subject to the domestic ban, Sea and Ledger hints that through undisclosed mechanisms, both could ultimately give access to Chinese traders. They are registered outside China and operating independent of OKCoin. At least they claim so. You get the idea. It wrote in a follow-up response. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. OKX said itself a wink, wink, nudge, nudge tone when announcing its future plans after the October 31st shutdown deadline. And this is a tweet here. It says from the OKX exchange, what happened next? Hashtag OKCoin after October 31st. The day which OKCoin.cn will cease all operations in China? Stay tuned for our upcoming fan appreciation night. At the weekend, following the Communist Party conference, a new exchange, ZB.com, announced it would be offering a full functionality from November 1st, with details nonetheless remaining sketchy. Last week, Cointelegraph reported on the surge of interest from extradited Chinese exchange operations in setting up a new base elsewhere in Asia, and notably in Japan, where local platform Coin said it had been unable to service the level of interest. Bitcoin, meanwhile, continues to hold above $6,000 on Monday as Chinese optimism swells and the threat of the SegWit 2x hard fork continues to create tensions and opportunities for short-term traders. What a great article. Let's go on to the next part of the show. Something I wanted to add in very quickly, our last story for today, it's only a quick one, it's hot off the press, so I thought I'd add it in real quick. It's a story on crypto coin news, and they're basically coming out that, and they've just read an article about saying there's no difficulty in Bitcoin reaching $10,000. So commenting on these developments, along with Bitcoin's swelling user base, Artie's host and longtime Bitcoin bull, Max Keiser, predicts that Bitcoin price will reach $10,000 within the next future. Within the near future, sorry. Hello, $10,000, he wrote on Twitter. So yeah, this is what he said. 30,000 new Bitcoin wallets a day. ETF coming soon. Wall Street just getting started. Regulars waking up to the importance. Hello, $10,000. Keiser added that he often reminds his followers that he set a $100,000 Bitcoin price target in 2011 when it was just trading at $3. Anyone who thinks Bitcoin will have difficulty in breaking $10,000 has not been paying attention, he concludes. Of course, Bitcoin must pass at least one significant test before it can cross the five-figure threshold. The looming SegWit 2x hard fork, which is now just 2 weeks away, continues to pose a significant threat to the short-term trajectory of the Bitcoin price. This conscientious hard fork, if activated, will cause significant confusion, particularly with new users, and may lead to a wild fluctuations in the Bitcoin price, especially if neither of the two blockchains quickly emerge as the clear victor in the struggles for the Bitcoin brand. Nevertheless, Keiser's bullishness is true to form and has served him well in the last year. Earlier this year, Keiser celebrated Bitcoin's then record level of $3,000 by declaring that $5,000 was in sight. Many scoffed at this prediction, which it came true when a blockchain split appeared like an increasingly possibility. A split came in form of Bitcoin Cash, but the Bitcoin price shrugged off the fork and punched through the $5,000 price range anyway, confirming Keiser's forecast. Now, just 5 months later, Keiser remains confident that Bitcoin will prove resilience in the face of blockchain split once again. Boom! We love that. We love that. Let's get into this.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
All right. Let's get into the top Twitter tweets of the day. So first off, to kick things off, we have Max Keiser, and you can go follow him at Max Keiser. Here we go. Wall Street writes the securities regulations. When it's convenient, they'll write pro-Bitcoin laws, but price will be much higher. Boom! That's what we like to hear. We like to hear some positivity from a man at Max Keiser, and you should go follow him on Twitter. He's a great, influential guy in the Bitcoin space and in the cryptocurrency space. He's an advocate. He does a lot of work behind it. He does a lot of speaking arrangements. Go check him out if you don't know about him already. The second one today is from one of our followers at Pirate Beach Bum. great handle. Bitcoin market cap is $102 billion. Total market cap is $178 billion for cryptocurrencies. Happy Monday. Hashtag Bitcoin, hashtag blockchain, and he's got loads of symbols of rockets. We love that. We love that. We've got some positivity rolling today on the Monday, which is great to hear. I also want to say, as well, to everyone that's listening, thanks for emailing in. I know I said this earlier in the show, but I also really want to appreciate, you know, you guys taking the time to do so, because I know there's a lot of different podcasts out here, and I know it's a very competitive space. And like ICOs, there's many of them. Many of them are new, like us. So we're looking to add value where we can. And if you request anything or you're looking for some exposure, please feel free to email him. We have tons of guest speakers emailing at present, so we want to kind of roll one out maybe once or twice a week. But if you know anyone or you yourself are having an ICO or you need exposure, please feel free to reach out. We're more than happy to arrange that.
SBK's current global crypto view.
All right, so today we're going to go over the Comsa project. I'm going to give my honest views, and that's all I can do here. So the Comsa is a complete initial coin offering ICO fundraising platform built on the NEM protocol meant for the streamlining of cryptocurrency funding. Comsa is derived from computer and Kurisa/SA meaning chain, combining to make a blockchain. Comsa is a one-stop solution to ICO projects, providing services including business planning, preparation of white paper, legal support, token issuance and sale, listing of tokens on Zafe Exchange, and Magin private blockchain technology as internal ledger. Okay, so, I mean, here's the situation. The pre-sale's finished. There's no hard cap on this, which is a little bit worrying when there's no hard cap, because when's the cutoff point? There isn't one. They're looking for as much money as possible. And some of these ICOs, I know it's kind of, it doesn't sound too cool to hear, but, you know, do they really need an ICO? Or are they just doing it to raise as much money as possible? I mean, where's the money going? Do they actually need the money? I mean, this company here, I've seen a few of them. Another one that sounds very similar, Simple Token. They're using someone else's blockchain protocol, and they're looking to build a system upon that which allows people to easily have ICOs, because it's quite an expensive procedure. I mean, it's not something it's going to keep me up at night, because I'm so excited by it, I'm going to be honest with you. Well, listen, what we can do is we can watch it play out. And, you know, we take a note of everything here. So if you liked one of the ICOs we talked about previously, feel free to reach out, because we will be going over them in future shows, talking about where they'd be traded, what our initial thoughts were, maybe having a guest speaker in from the company to talk about the progress as well. Other than that, it's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a great evening.
Listening to an SBK Crypto Podcast original.
Follow us on Twitter at SBK_crypto.
Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com.
Leave us a message on our website
www.svkcrypto.com.